Well, and I should say in the moments, in a minute, to make sure that we say that Gibraltar is an Englishman's way of saying the Arabic for the mountain of Tariq. It's not that I speak Arabic. I bet that's not a surprise to you, but it's actually called, it is properly, the name of Gibraltar is Jabal Tariq. And the British over the years have managed to make it Gibraltar. But it just as a kind of reminder, people to have that in the back of their minds, that at one time, the Arabs crossed that strait and ruled Spain and actually managed to develop quite a civilization there, which is very hard work, by the way. It took a lot of Christian barbarity to change that, but it's just an important deal. And the Americans are in such a funny place. Phil, you noticed that Donald Trump gave everybody a history lesson about the U.S. Air Force and the War of 1812. And
Yes.
We didn't know about that. Right. Apparently, they didn't think they should share that.
Right.
But the War of 1812, if you were to listen to the Americans, and I think you should on that point, was a war about free trade. And the problem they had was British ships stopping their ships, boarding their ships in international waters, and taking crewmen off those ships, many of them Irish, by the way. According to if they would question crew members, if they heard an Irish accent, they'd say, "You belong to us," and they would take him. He's an American ship, sailor. But they said, "You see that Irish accent, he's a British subject, so he comes with us." That was a population understood. That was what the war was about. Free sailors, free trade. And here they are, the British climbing aboard an Iranian vessel on behalf of the Americans. And I'd say, Donald, you really do not understand history. And neither do any of the other. I mean, American Congress has no idea that free trade was what the War of 1812 was about, which is considered the second war of independence, since the first war didn't settle the issue for the newfound U.S. But I wish people would note that. So we have covered the matter. We've even covered Kauai. We will follow his career closely. I wasn't kidding. There are a lot of maybe some Canadian subversives who are working with the Clippers, because you know there's a big Canadian population based in Los Angeles.
Could you tell us what are the difference between the Clippers and the Lakers? Like, who roots for one team and who roots for the other?
Oh, you're from Chicago or New York, whether you Mets, Dodgers, right. Yankees.
Yeah,
I would think that the plebeians would probably be more Clippers. I think that the Lakers are kind of, upper crust. Jack Nicholson attends.
So he went to the right.
So the
LA
Clippers
team.
are pretty much the Dodgers of Los Angeles. Although now the Dodgers are. Right. You have to be a real sports fan to understand what Phil and I are talking about. You have to read the literature. It's like the Bible. You have to go back. So, yeah, I'm afraid that's what it is. Although the Clippers, aren't they the ones? They lost the owner of their team because his wild, racist comments made to his girlfriend and she recorded them.
Yes, I remember that.
You can't say the Clippers don't have some colorful material there. but I think Kauai will bring a little civilization and character to the city. Let's hope. Anyway, for the Taylor Report and for Phil Conlon and for Mick, who's done great work, we'll see you next week.